That was great, my turn.
It's your day, David, to say stupid shit.
Yeah, you might want to cut that part out. Nice. Thanks for giving me a day. I need like a week.
Okay. Morning, Chief Kennedy.
Good morning.
I'm Chief.
Okay.
You are no longer muted.
Okay. All set? Morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday, July 10th, 2020. This is a continuation of the Town Council of Currie Beach Emergency Management Meeting. May I have a motion to continue?
I'll make a motion that we continue the Currie Beach Emergency Management Meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, let's start with the department head reports. We can start with police.
No new updates.
Okay. Anything special we need to worry about for the weekend?
No, this so far has been much, much quieter than last weekend.
Okay. Sorry. Quiet's not bad. Quiet's okay.
Early.
It's early. It's Friday morning, right? Chief Kennedy?
I have no updates.
No updates. How about rescues during the week? Were they pretty low?
We've had a handful each day, and it looks like the swell is going to be here this weekend, so we're going to get some low tides based around, it'll be like 7 a.m. to 8 o'clock. So our firefighters might be at a rescue in the evening time or early in the morning, but other than that.
We still doubling up the lifeguards? Is that still the plan? No, they're separated now. All right. Okay, Nikki?
No new updates.
No new updates. Arlen?
No new updates.
Okay. Public Works, Ian? Fourth and G is back up, functional. Good. Nice work. Tough week to have to deal with that. Good job. John, how about compliance?
John has nothing to report.
All right. No reports. Well, we had a good week, it seems. How about administration? Are you going to...
We have no updates.
Okay, no updates.
We have 27.
Okay, so the town seems to be pretty level for the moment. It is going to be a beautiful weekend. We did have some days of bad weather, so we just need to stay on our toes. Let's quickly go over the numbers before I hand this over to Mayor Pro Tem David. Okay, current cases as of this morning, Currie Beach 8, no deaths. Carolina Beach, 59, no deaths. 28412 across the bridge to Monkey Junction, 202 cases, no deaths. 28403 around the university down towards Monkey Junction, 301 cases, one death. So we've got 570 cases between the university and us. They're not all active. That was the total number of cases. North New Hanover County is at 1,304 cases with seven deaths. North Carolina has 1,034 in hospitalization. That's up a good number from the last meeting. 79,349 cases. However, out of the 79,349 cases, 55,318 are presumed to be cured, which says that the active number of cases, you subtract what's in the hospital and you have the people who are quarantined at home. Numbers are not going down yet, ladies and gentlemen. We still have to be very clear and very practiced on what we're doing. Safe at home. David, any numbers on local?
Yeah, so of the 12 trigger dashboard, only one is red, and it's the same one that we talked about the last meeting, basically the total number of regional hospital admissions. So greater than 40 in the entire region right now, there's 45. Of those, 38 are in New Hanover Regional Medical Center, And it's kind of interesting, they just started reporting by county of residence. So all of them are in local county. So you would think as a tourist destination, we might have someone that's from somewhere else where they live.
Mm-hmm.
But at least all of the people that are in the hospital in New Hanover Regional Hospital for COVID, not for other issues, but for COVID, are from New Hanover, Pender, Duplin, Brunswick, or Sampson County. So
okay.
I don't know if that means anything or not. I just thought it was interesting in seeing the report today. All other metrics are green. They're still tracking. And I think really the issue is, as people I hope have been paying attention to the news, the testing is extending out. So that's now made it, I know the governor talked about that last time he talked late last week, but for I guess earlier this week, all the days are running together. Earlier this week he talked about the fact that testing nationwide is slowing down. And so whereas before it was 2 to 3 days, now it's extended to 6 to 8 days in most areas, unless the hospital puts a priority on it. So if they're concerned for some reason, they can't prioritize it. But if you go to one of the testing centers just for, hey, you know, my coworker reported positive and now I was exposed and I need to be tested, like my son did 3 weeks ago, it's taken 6 to 8 days to get the results back. And during that time, hopefully you're doing all the right things of quarantining yourself, so if you don't know, you're not exposing other people. But that's where we are right now.
I also I noticed that many of the governors, I think 15 states now, are saying that they don't want people from certain states.
Yeah.
And we, being one of those states, that they are actually saying if you come, you need to quarantine for 14 days. It also means their returning citizens, if they come home, have to quarantine for 14 days. That's likely to have an impact on the level of tourism. Would be my guess.
Poor people. Well, you know, I was thinking, you know, because I was walking around, I'd like to take some license plate pictures and just send them to Governor Cuomo. There are plenty of New York tags in town. And New Jersey, I don't know the governor of New Jersey because he hadn't been on the news as much, but I was just thinking maybe I'll email some pictures and say, hey, you might want to check up on these guys. That's probably not the right thing to do.
I don't know. All right. Any communications from the other commissioners? Anything, Alan?
No, sir.
John?
No, not the addition.
How about it, Joseph?
No, sir.
All right. Any on the phone?
I have an email.
How many are on the line?
31.
Okay. And you have some questions?
Could you come? The microphone so I can hear.
Could you come to the microphone
so
they can hear? Thank you.
I received an email, doesn't say who it's from. Says, Mandy, don't know if you're the proper individual to address, but I hope that this question can be addressed during one of the emergency meetings or otherwise. My home is on North Port Fisher near the pump house lot on N Street. We have had to deal with fireworks up and down the beach since last Wednesday, July 1st. Two nights on the pump house lot, police removed and put out smoldering containers on one occasion. Fireworks on and off the beach continued from July 1st through last night, July 9th, and I fully expect they will continue. We have a small dog who's terrified of fireworks, and every night when they start, she hides under the bed until we can get her out and hold her covered by a blanket for hours until she calms down. There is an ordinance prohibiting fireworks, yet it doesn't seem to be enforced. The ordinance against having dogs on the beach during certain dates is enforced. Why the discrepancy in ordinance enforcement? I'm not opposed to looking the other way for fireworks safely set off on the beach on July 4th. I enjoy them too. However, when the fireworks continue for 9 days, it seems a bit out of control. In addition, the danger of setting off fireworks on properties off the beach is disturbing. Hopefully the town will address this issue.
Okay. Actually, we did put out a letter telling folks to be cognizant what the state rules were. We did ask our officers to take a look at things. I did direct our officers not to walk into a mass of individuals that may be enjoying a show, particularly when they may be guests, and put them in danger of people yelling at them. And so from that perspective, but that was for that evening. I have not, and I live on Fort Fisher, I have not heard anything. Well, I've heard a few. I haven't seen any skyrocket things, but I have heard firecrackers. So I don't know if any more of you have comment. I believe that our police officers, should they see activity that is aerial, would show up. If it's not aerial activity, I believe it's allowed by the state.
What, you believe what's allowed by the state?
Non-aerial activity, firecrackers, things like that.
Officer, you want to step up and tell us?
As long as it doesn't leave the ground.
Really? So firecrackers are allowed, huh?
Yeah.
Now you need to get a noise ordinance.
Okay.
Look at it in that aspect. But we've got to receive a phone call, which would not be.
Please come up so people on the phone can hear you, sir. Thanks.
Yeah,
thanks, Brandon.
Thanks, Brandon.
As long as it doesn't leave the ground in North Carolina, you're okay. But you can call in reference to noise ordinance.
Right. And so our noise just starts at 10 p.m.
That's correct. Also, since the 4th of July weekend, we have not been receiving calls about fireworks. So if there is an issue, just give us a call.
Yeah, so, yep. I mean, I'm with whoever it was, right? So we end up having to drug our dog every night this week at the same issue. And so I walked out and told people, you know, I'm getting ready to call the police because I'm glad you're down here having a great weekend, but it's not 4th of July anymore, and I got to work tomorrow.
Sure.
So I walked to properties and said, you know, my next call is 911 if I hear it again. And I know it's your house, so they're going to show up there, pretty sure. And, you know, I did not realize that. When did they? I have to go look that up. I thought fireworks were always forbidden, but that's interesting.
Well, when I sent out the note, I read the things,
right,
and it did say if they're not aerial, it's okay. Okay.
But I do like the 10 p.m. thing because having to work every day and having a dog spazzing out at 11, 12 a night is pretty annoying.
I mean, Jack Russell does the same.
Yeah, right.
So the answer is that if it isn't aerial, you can, after 10 o'clock, complain about the noise and the police department will show up. If it is previous to 10 o'clock, we really don't have an ordinance to prevent noise, but we do not have an ordinance for non-aerial devices. If it's aerial and it's any time of the day now, you call the police department, they'll shut it down.
Yes, sir.
So that should answer that question. Thanks, Brandon. Thanks for the clarification. Any other questions, Mandy?
That's a great question. I'm glad the person asked it.
Make some examples of people. Let it hit Facebook.
Okay. We shall open.
I have a comment.
Go ahead. Name and address, please.
Wickwick was 4th Avenue. I don't know who the person was that was talking about the pop-out lot, but that is private property that belongs to the Curie Dune Homeowners Association. So would any individual going off there be trespassing?
If you guys complain, but if they happen to be from your neighborhood, that's your homeowners association could definitely say that. Y'all could post it and say, no trespassing. But it's not posted.
Okay.
So you can talk to the HOA, WIC, and have them take the necessary actions. And if you run into trouble doing your actions, of course you can call the police department. But if you're going to have somebody towed, you can make that phone call. If they fight with you about the towing, you can certainly call the police.
Well,
hope that clarifies. What's that?
He was talking about people doing fireworks, not parking.
Oh, fireworks. Well, it's the same thing, actually.
Yeah. We don't allow them to park in there because it's too close to a well. So we've worked
on right.
We enforce that.
It is fine for no parking.
Okay.
Okay, we've got a board meeting next week. I'll bring it up at that point.
Okay. Any other questions? You bet. Thank you, Rick. Anybody else have questions for us? Okay, how would council like to extend this meeting? Are you looking for the end of the week, or do you want to go into next week and the Monday? I guess Monday we have our regular meeting.
Well, so we shouldn't go past
that's the 20th.
The 18th, because the 17th, the governor reviews phase two. Do we have any time frames coming up in ours? We don't, right? So I think it should be the evening of the 17th at the latest, because
that's a Friday.
Is that that's fine with me? But I'm just saying that it shouldn't go any further than that, right?
I have a half a day next Friday, and I'm not dealing with anything next Friday after 11:30.
Well,
so let's do it Thursday night.
Okay, I might be driving back, but that's fine. I'm calling.
But what time is the governor going to make his announcement? Just one day next week?
He said no later than the 17th, so I don't know. Who knows what the governor's going to do? I don't know.
He's normally.
He said the 17th, so he's got to do something before then.
He's normally been early. So I would expect that if we do meet Thursday evening, we should have probably the information, because he will tell people probably the day before what he's going to execute as of 5 o'clock the next day. So, okay, so Thursday.
Whenever.
For Joseph.
Best for everybody.
When would you like to meet on Thursday? End of day, 5 o'clock?
You can make it for the staff. I have to do it after four, but I'll call on the regular because I have a call. So I can do it at 4 if that
helps. Let's do it at 4 then.
4 o'clock?
Yep.
Okay. So I would like a motion.
Make a motion we continue this meeting to Thursday, July 16th at 4 p.m.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.